This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 470 for Tuesday, July 9th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures continued to pull back on Tuesday following sharp losses in the Chicago soy complex. The November canola contract dropped $16.10 at $632.30 per ton, while the January contract loses $16.60 at $641.60 per ton. A trader says canola has been holding its own against Chicago soy oil, but the latter is falling so much and so quickly that the Canadian oilseed has no choice but to be pulled along with it. Elsewhere in the oilseed sell-off, losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are further contributing to canola's declines and their spillover from modest declines in crude oil prices. With the onset of hotter temperatures across the prairies, the trader says ample amounts of soil moisture and humid conditions mean the crops can better withstand the heat. It also means the crops will be growing more quickly after being delayed. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged Tuesday, with the loonie at 73.33 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its crop progress report, and as of July 7th, soybeans rate 68% good to excellent, up 1 point from the previous week. U.S. corn is also 68% good to excellent and up a point. U.S. spring wheat adds 3 points at 75% good to excellent, while the winter wheat harvest reaches 63% done. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier keeps his calls on Brazil and Argentina soybean production at 147 million and 50 million tons respectively. While Cordonnier adds 2 million tons on his estimate for Brazil corn output to now 116 million tons, he trims 1 million from his forecast for Argentina corn to 46 million tons. Reports say the Brazil Safrina corn harvest will soon hit the global market with a negative impact on more expensive U.S. corn. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday. The November contract drops 19.5 cents at 10.80 per bushel. August soy oil falls more than 2.1 cents at 46.95 cents per pound. August soy meal gives up $4.70 at $345.30 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn nudges up 0.75 cents at $3.49 per bushel. September oats lose 7 cents at $3.01.5. The U.S. wheat complex is narrowly mixed, with Chicago September up 1.5 cents at $5.72. Kansas City September gains a 0.5 cents at $5.78. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September dips a 0.5 cents at $6.17. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, July 9th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.